Hello, this is Janice Schweizer with the Pantograph for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. We begin on the front page with Think Big and Shop Small by Drew Zimmerman. Stores entice customers for Small Business Saturday. Stephanie Williams, who has owned Apricot Lane Boutique in Uptown Normal for the last 5 years, said a lot of local business owners say they survive more from out-of-town customers than neighbors and friends. I have a lot of friends who own boutiques in Bloomington and in the last year have had to close because locals aren't coming out as much, Williams said. Over the last 5 years, Williams said she's worked hard to change the identity of Apricot Lane from a store for college students to a space where mothers and daughters can shop and find brands and merchandise they might otherwise only see in bigger cities. In the fall, Williams launched the Apricot After 25 campaign for women between the ages of 25 and 70 who may not know where to shop for clothing. Her hope is that these efforts will encourage residents to shop local during Small Business Saturday. Here, we always do a special promotion and we have special gifts with purchases, Williams said. A lot of business will have different sips and snacks and different things to just thank the community for coming out to shop and hopefully get everyone to shop small. But Apricot Lane isn't the only small business looking forward to a busy shopping day this weekend. Stores throughout Uptown Normal, downtown Bloomington, and elsewhere throughout central Illinois will open their doors Saturday morning as the holiday shopping season kicks into high gear and locals who operate online businesses without a brick-and-mortar location will be offering deals too. Uptown Normal shoppers can keep up with the latest deals and offerings by visiting Experiencing Uptown Normal on Facebook and Instagram. The City of Bloomington will be bringing back its successful Shop, Stamp, Share campaign from last year. Starting on Saturday, shoppers can pick up a passport at one of 21 participating downtown businesses. Each time they purchase an item from one of these locations, they receive a stamp on the passport. Taylor Kern, downtown development specialist for the city, said every stamp will represent an entry into a drawing for a gift bag full of items from downtown businesses. If they go to all 21 shops and buy something, then they'll have 21 entries, Kern said. Once residents finish their shopping, they can drop off their passport at any participating downtown business to be entered into a drawing for the event's big giveaway. They can also share a picture of their stamps online and tag @DowntownBloomingtonIllinois on Facebook or @DowntownBloomington on Instagram to be entered. The winning shopper will be contacted directly and announced on Downtown Bloomington's social media pages a week later. Participants have until December 5th to submit their passports. In Pontiac, Small Business Saturday was first launched by American Express in 2010, and this year the City of Pontiac is signed up to be one of American Express's Neighborhood Champions, a program that encourages community members to shop local. Liz Vincent, Director of Community Enrichment for Pontiac, said as a member, the city will be distributing giveaways and merchandise to participating retailers. Various retailers will be holding their own specials, deals, and giveaways, Vincent said in an email. That day is designated a social district event so shoppers can grab a libation from one of our participating downtown establishments and then sip and shop their way through our town. For more information about the deals offered at locally owned businesses throughout central Illinois, contact your favorite retailer directly or visit them on Saturday, November 29th. And here is a list of the businesses participating in Bloomington's Shop, Stamp, and Share. 2 Frugal's Thrift, Angel Ambrose Fine Arts Studio and Creative Space, Antiques and Uniques, Art Vortex Studio, Beluga Press Fine Art Gallery, Bob's Bay Books, Crossroads Fair Trade Goods and Gifts, Herb Eaton Studio Gallery, Inside Out Accessible Art, Main Street Yoga and Von Chomps Boutique, Mandy Rowing Fionn Art Studio and Gallery, McLean County Museum of History, Reckless Saint, Red Raccoon Games, Specs Around Town, The Painted Wraith Curiosity Shop, The Velvet Daisy Shop, The Yam Garden, Threshold to Hope, Vera and Buck Floral Studio, and Wild Maine Hair. In other local news for public safety, we have the Normal Fire Department is now offering a free smoke alarm installation program. Firefighters will be testing existing smoke alarms, installing new 10-year lithium battery alarms if needed at no charge, and making sure alarms are installed in the correct locations for maximum protection, according to a news release from the department. Smoke alarms are one of the simplest and most effective tools we have to save lives, Chief Mick Hoomer said in a news release. As heating systems turn on and households prepare for the holidays, we want every resident to know they can call us and we will provide smoke alarms at no cost. There are no eligibility requirements, no paperwork, and no cost. In the coming months, the department will also be conducting door-to-door smoke alarm checks and installations in neighborhoods in addition to the scheduled visits. Residents can schedule a free appointment at normalfire.org or at arcg.is/0b48jn0. And the Normal Police Department is reminding the community to buckle up and drive sober during a traffic campaign to run through Thanksgiving. The department is joining forces with Illinois State Police and other local partners to enforce click it or ticket and drive sober or get pulled over to run from November 21st to December 2nd to ensure safe holiday travels. Officers will be looking for seatbelt violations, speeding, distracted driving, and impaired driving due to alcohol or drugs, including cannabis, according to a news release from the department. To plan ahead, police advise choose a sober driver or plan to use a taxi, public transit, or a ride-sharing service. If you host, offer alcohol-free drinks and help guests to arrange sober transportation. Do not drive if you've used cannabis, as the effects can be delayed and impair reaction time and judgment. And if you see an impaired driver, pull over safely and call 911. Caitlin Klepek writes, man nets 10 years for cocaine and DUI. A man from Normal has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after he pleaded guilty in two McLean County cases. Kamani K. Jordan, 25, was charged in one case with unlawful possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, unlawful possession of methamphetamine, driving under the influence, and a number of traffic offenses. He was also charged in a separate case with unlawful possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver and unlawful possession of a controlled substance. These charges both involve cocaine, according to court documents. He was detained in May on the meth case. Jordan pleaded guilty Wednesday, November 19th, to a Class A DUI charge. Judge Jason Chambers sentenced him to 364 days in jail with credit for 186 days served. Jordan also pleaded guilty to one count of unlawful possession of 1 to 15 grams of cocaine with intent to deliver. Chambers sentenced him to 10 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections with credit for one day served, to be followed by 1 year of mandatory supervised release. Since he was not detained in the cocaine case, he did not receive credit for the full time he spent in jail. Jordan's remaining charges in both cases were dismissed pursuant to the plea agreement between the prosecution, represented by Assistant State's Attorney Jeffrey Horva, and the defense, with Jordan represented by Assistant Public Defender David Butler. The initial case came about following an April 26 traffic stop, during which police said Jordan was found in possession of 1 to 15 grams of cocaine, according to court records. He was then charged in May after prosecutors said he was intoxicated while driving and had been in a hit-and-run crash. Officers found and pulled over Jordan after the crash and searched his car. Inside, they found more than 40 pills that contained a total of 23.5 grams of methamphetamine, prosecutors previously said. Butler could not be reached for comment regarding the outcome of Jordan's cases. In Names and Faces, we have Chamber Honors Local Ag Leaders. The McLean County Chamber of Commerce hosted its annual Agriculture Awards Dinner on Thursday, November 20th at the Bloomington Country Club, honoring local agriculture and business leaders. According to a news release from the Chamber, the Wyant family was the recipient of the Outstanding Conservationist Award. The family has acquired and developed 152 acres along the Mackinac River near Colfax into a wildlife haven for over 35 years. Their efforts have included prairie restoration, extensive tree planting, wildlife habitat development, and long-term conservation easements. Marie Denzer Farley was the recipient of the Outstanding Service to Agriculture Award. She has dedicated decades of service to youth, producers, and agriculture organizations, including leadership roles with 4-H, the McLean County Fair, McLean County Pork Producers, Farm Bureau Board, and various community events. Bill Frederick of Frederick Farms was named the McLean County Farmer of the Year. He is a lifelong Bloomington resident and began farming with his family in 1976. Frederick is widely recognized across the Midwest for his family's award-winning 10,000-pound pro-stock diesel pulling tractor team. Frederick has dedicated decades to public service, including leadership roles with Bloomington Township Public Water District, Randolph Co-op Grain Company, University of Illinois Extension Board, and multiple McLean County Board committees. Ryan Whitehouse was posthumously honored with the Legacy of Leadership in Agriculture Award, which his family accepted on his behalf for his dedication to advocacy, community, and future of agriculture. Whitehouse spent over a decade with the Illinois Farm Bureau working in both local and national government affairs roles. Carly Rickard was the recipient of the Emerging Leader in Agriculture Award for her leadership in agricultural education, talent development, and community impact. She is the founder of the Illinois State University Collegiate Farm Bureau Chapter, strengthening student engagement in agriculture. She also serves as a director on the McLean County Farm Bureau Board. John Colley was the recipient of the Outstanding Person in Agribusiness Award. Colley has worked for nearly 50 years as a farm manager and lender for operators and landowners across McLean County. Andrew Williams was given the Outstanding Young Farm Award, which recognizes a farmer age 40 or under who actively contributes to civic leadership and agricultural advancement. Williams has been involved in McLean County agriculture for most of his life. In addition to the farm, he works to strengthen local agriculture, support future generations, and advance the civic well-being of McLean County through leadership activities and a community service. The National FFA honors the Cullum Teen. Mason Reby of Tri Point FFA in Cullum was one of 13 winners of the 2025 National FFA Agricultural Proficiency Awards. The awards were announced during the fifth session of the 98th National FFA Convention and Expo held on Friday, October 31st in Indy. Reby was the winner in the vegetable production, entrepreneurship, and placement category. He owns Mason's Peculiar Pumpkins in Kempton, located in Ford County, a business that grows and sells heirloom pumpkins. Reby has grown and invested in his business over the last few years, increasing his revenue from $1,397 in the first year to $11,354 in the last year, according to a news release from the National FFA organization. Reby is the son of Jeff and Sarah Reby and supported by his FFA advisor Diana Lotion, Jenna Baker, and Kaylee Schaus. The Proficiency Awards honor FFA members who have developed specialized skills they can apply toward their future careers. Students compete in various areas ranging from agriculture communications to wildlife management. The awards recognize members exploring and becoming established in agriculture career pathways, according to the national organization. The National FFA Organization is a school-based national youth leadership development organization with over 1 million student members as part of 9,000 chapters in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And in veteran news, we have Heartland Community College is offering an intro to studio art for the veterans class during the spring 2026 semester. The first 8-week session will meet on Thursday from 1 to 4:50 p.m. from January 12th to March 6th. The second session will meet from 5 to 8:50 p.m. from March 16th to May 15th. The sessions are free for all military and veterans. For more information, visit heartland.edu/creativevets, or to register for the course, you can contact Jerry Andrew at 309-268-8782. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced it permanently housed 51,900 homeless veterans across the country in fiscal year 2025. That is 4,000 more veterans than last year and is the highest number since the VA began counting the number of veterans permanently housed and since the counting methodology changed. The new methodology changed from the total number of permanent housing placements to the individual veterans permanently housed. This new methodology ensures a more accurate count of the number of veterans helped. In May 2025, the VA launched the Getting Veterans Off the Street Initiative Outreach Surge, in which every VA healthcare system across the country hosted events to locate unsheltered veterans and offer them immediate access to housing programs, healthcare, behavioral health services, and VA benefits. Visit va.gov/homeless to learn more about housing initiatives and other programs. Lawmakers want the Department of Veterans Affairs to stop keeping veterans uninformed about which exposure illnesses the federal agency is quietly studying behind closed doors. The presumptive clear legal assessment and review of illnesses from toxic exposure yields, or the Clarity Act, was introduced in Congress in early November. The bill, if enacted, would require the VA to establish a public website to educate veterans exposed to toxins on processes the agency uses to determine which conditions are correlated with military toxic exposures. The bill would require updating the website for any changes in the list of presumptive illnesses listed to include additions, removal, or modification to the website list. For more details, browse, quote, Bill to Force VA to Reveal Toxic Exposures. The scam of the day aimed at veterans concerns protecting burial and memorial benefits. One of the most vulnerable times to be defrauded is at the time of passing of a veteran. Memorialization and end-of-life scams are when a fraudulent company or individual provides a service that is not in the best interest of the individual, such as upselling memorial services and funeral expenses that are not as advertised, bait-and-switch schemes. Remember, a veteran to be interred in a VA national cemetery is entitled to a gravesite, opening and closing of the grave, perpetual care, a government headstone or marker, a burial flag, a presidential memorial certificate, and a digital remembrance page on the Veterans Legacy Memorial at no cost to the family. The VA does not charge a fee for talking to the family about burial at a national cemetery. The scammer will often offer to provide services with high rates and fees when those services are provided free of charge by the VA. the grave marker, a burial flag, military honors, including TAPS, and presidential memorial certificate will be provided by the VA at no charge. Military burial rights by an honor guard unit will also be provided at no charge by the VA when the veteran is buried in a private or non-VA public cemetery. Additionally, the veteran is entitled to have two uniformed personnel, active reserve or guard, or Veterans Organization honor guard, to fold the flag and present the flag to a designated person at the funeral. Download the Fraud Prevention Toolkit and contact your local Veterans Assistance Office for more information about services available locally beyond those offered through the VA. And the quote of the day, big government cometh. It is interesting that more and more of the large cities are electing politicians who promise the electorate that their new government will include free education through college, free public transportation, free medical care, and discounted or free food at government-run grocery stores. Additionally, the denial of private grocery businesses and other businesses to close their stores based on poor profitability, maybe caused by government-run no-profit stores, also seems to be a common trend in the campaigns of those running for office in the big cities. The honesty of these promises or their ability to fulfill them, if elected, is irrelevant to the bigger issue. Are they the right things for our country to implement? The following quote should be seriously considered before the rest of the country goes down the same rabbit hole. Quote, a government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take from you everything you have. And this was spoken by Gerald Ford. And Rio Yamat with the AP writes, take wing for Turkey Day. The turbulence caused by the longest government shutdown on record may still be fresh on travelers' minds this Thanksgiving, but experts say preparing for the usual holiday crush of winter weather, heavy traffic, and crowded airports can help ease those jitters. I think the shutdown at this point is history for air travel. The airlines understand this time of year so well. They know exactly what they need to do, said Sheldon H. Jacobson, an airport and airlines operations expert. The real challenge is making sure travelers can help themselves. Here's a guide to navigating the busiest travel week of the year. Travel forecasts point to packed airports and roads. A week after lifting the unprecedented flight restrictions it placed on commercial airlines during the shutdown, the Federal Aviation Administration is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving week in 15 years, with more than 360,000 flights scheduled between Monday and next Tuesday. That's more than 17.8 million people who will be screened by the Transportation Security Administration. AAA projects 1.3 million more travelers will be on the roads than last year, pushing the total number of people traveling by car to at least 73 million. You can't control the weather, but you can control how prepared you are if a winter storm hits. If your flight is canceled or delayed, will you drive instead of or postpone or cancel your trip? Knowing your options ahead of time can reduce stress if a storm leaves you stranded. James Bellinger, Vice President of Meteorology at the Weather Company, recommends checking the forecast frequently while planning your trip. The Weather Channel offers a Thanksgiving weekly forecast highlighting major airports and highways that could be affected by bad weather, including snow, ice, and rain, along with a free online tool that shows how the weather might impact your travel route. On Tuesday, the FAA's busiest day with more than 52,000 flights scheduled, forecasters say rain could cause problems in the Pacific Northwest and for much of the eastern U.S. Airports in Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. could be impacted, according to the Weather Channel. Jacobson, whose research contributed to the design of TSA PreCheck, recommends starting your packing by unpacking. Check every pocket in case TSA restricted items like full-size bottles were left behind from a previous trip. This simple scan can help you get through security faster, especially when airports are crowded. If you're traveling with gifts, Jacobson suggests wrapping them at your destination because TSA agents may need to open them. When deciding which clothes and shoes to pack, he says to check the feels-like temperature for a better sense of the weather, especially if you're not used to the cold. And don't forget, a real ID is required to fly within the U.S., or you'll need to bring another accepted form of ID, like a passport or military ID. People with iPhones can now also add their U.S. passport details to Apple Wallet, which can be scanned at participating airports if travelers don't have a real ID. More than a dozen states already accept some form of a mobile ID at airport checkpoints, and travelers can go to the TSA website for more details. Whether driving is your top choice or a backup plan, AAA spokesperson Aisha Diaz suggests checking your tires, car battery, and fluids, and then hitting the road with a full tank of gas as early as possible to avoid traffic. Last year, AAA said it responded to nearly 600,000 emergency roadside assistance calls during the Thanksgiving travel period to help drivers stranded by dead batteries, flat tires, and empty tanks. According to an analysis by Google Maps, traffic on Wednesday is expected to be 14% heavier than usual between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., with peak traffic from 1 to 3 p.m. On Thanksgiving Day, the roads will be busiest between noon and 3 p.m. When it's time to head home, avoid driving from 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, when traffic will be the heaviest. The best passenger is an informed passenger, Jacobson likes to say. Download your airline's app to track your flight status and check it regularly as your travel date approaches. That way, if your flight is canceled the day before, you can quickly look for alternatives. Driving or flying, leave earlier than you think you need to. Knowing you won't have to rush to your destination can help calm any nerves, whether it's lingering anxiety from the shutdown or because you're traveling with young kids or someone who needs extra help getting around. These are some very simple things to think about, but they're important things to think about, said Jacobson. And to finish up, we'll mention a couple of music things on TV. In 2021, over Thanksgiving, Disney Plus released Peter Jackson's six-hour The Beatles, Get Back, to its streaming platform. The gargantuan project provided fans with a deep dive into the band's Let It Be sessions, including footage of its entire rooftop concert, shared in full for the first time. It was an ideal release date, to say the least. After all that delicious food, who doesn't want to settle in for a lengthy journey into one of the greatest musical acts of all time? Well, in 2025, there's yet another reason to be grateful. Starting November 26th, the Beatles anthology documentary series hits Disney+. That's 9 episodes tracing their journey. And 'tis the season for Hallmark holiday films, and for the country music fanatic, that means A Grand Ole Opry Christmas. The film follows a woman forced to confront her musical past and heritage in the esteemed venue, and there may or may not be some travel and Christmas magic involved. Stay tuned for the all-star cameos Brad Paisley, Megan Maroney, Mickey Guyton, Rhett Atkins, Tiger Lily Gold, and more make an appearance. It starts streaming on Hallmark on November 30th. And that concludes the reading of Part 1 of the Pantograph for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. I'm Janice Schweizer, and I will return shortly with Part 2.